when you first came.
Hello.
So, when you first came to Lodge Hall, you cooked on an iron range, did you?
Yes.
Yes. And what date did you come to Lodge Hall?
And I was married on June the 2nd, and it was a week honeymoon, so it would be a week later.
Which year?
1941.
41. Oh, I see. So you actually arrived in the war.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you cooked on one of these, a big black iron range. Was it the one out in the back there?
Yes.
Could you describe for me what it was like? I mean, whereabouts is the fire in the middle?
Yes.
And where is the oven?
At the left-hand side.
On the left-hand side of the fire?
Yes.
Yes.
The boiler on the right?
Yes.
And long bars for the fire.
The fire grate.
Grate.
Yes. And then did you have a brick that you had to remove to get the fire under the oven?
Yes.
Yes. And then it presumably had flues, did it?
Yes.
Yes.
And it had two knobs at either side of the top and one in the middle.
Yes.
And to clean it out, you see, you pulled the two together.
Yes.
And got soot all clear. And then to make it draw, you pulled the middle knob out.
Ah.
And that was what they called a hot air oven.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the heat sort of went round.
Yes.
Did you have other flues for opening to clean soot out and things?
Not in that particular range.
No. And did it have a crane?
Yes.
And a reckon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you have trivets to stand the pots on?
Well, you had one for to put kettle on, you know, down the side after it had boiled.
Yes.
Yes. Little black one.
Yes. Did you put saucepans onto the coals, and did you have a sort of metal thing to stand them on?
Yes, it had a thing that slotted onto the top bar, you see.
Ah.
Like,
I see. Mm. Yes. And did that slot on sort of outside the fire, or did it actually go over the coals?
No, it was outside.
Outside, yes. And you put the saucepan on that?
Yes.
And that was close enough
to cook?
To cook,
yes.
And did you have a big sort of cauldron that hung on the reckon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still have it.
Have you? Yes. And when you had actually, you'd finished, you know, suppose you've got something that was cooked, did you then have a stand to put the pan on? You had sort of trivets, did you, in the hearth?
Yes, you could lift it off, you know.
Mm. And when you took things out of the oven, you had something to stand them on, did you? Or did you put them onto a table?
No, that one hadn't, but some that I have worked on had, you see. They had a plate like that, yes.
Yes.
Some of them were gorgeous fireplaces, stainless steel, weren't
were they?
Yes.
Stainless steel all over?
On...
Or with these parts?
Yes.
And what did you have in the way of fire irons? I mean, presumably you had a poker.
Oh, yes.
Tongs.
I can bring you some.
Well, we'll have a look at those in a minute. Poker, tongs and a shovel, but was there anything else?
No, I don't think there was. There were in sets, a set, you know.
Yes. Mm. You didn't have a tool for raking the ashes out from under the
oven? Oh, cowrick.
Ah, yes.
Cowrick.
Yes.
But the bigger.
Yes, that's the thing. Mm. Yes, and those got underneath and scraped, yes. And what about if the water boiler, did that heat whenever the fire was on.
Yes, it drew underneath at the opposite side.
Did you have a flu for that?
Not to that particular one,
no.
But some of them had a little place underneath, you know, to rake it out.
Did they?
Yes.
And did you fill it with a bucket? You collected water and filled it?
We did till they got a bit brainier.
Yes.
And had connected it up to cold water pipes, and they had a tap and they filled it with a tap.
Oh,
and
yes.
You see, you could set it off, and you had to remember when you'd set it off or it would be full and flowing over.
Yes.
And I remember a woman, she'd set, it was Sunday morning, and they set off to church, and she'd set tap off, and they got halfway, and she remembered it was still running, so they had to turn back.
Otherwise the house would have been awash.
I think it would, but...
And did the boiler have a tap at the bottom for getting the water out?
Some of them had,
yes.
But
this one didn't?
No.
No, so you got it out with a big ladle or something?
A lading can.
A lading can.
Should have been yours.
Yes, I'd like to have a look. Not at the moment, but when we've done this, then it's because it would be interesting to have photographs of all these things at some point, too. Lovely. Now, what sort of fuel did you use? Coal? Heat?
Wood, but in wartime we were rationed, weren't we?
Yes.
Coal, you see. But in 1926 was a bad time, because
yes.
The strike was on, general
yes.
strike.
Mm.
And we used to go painting in wartime.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes.
And in 1926 it was a very dry summer.
Mm.
And we had quite a bit of wood. But we used to go out and gather dry cow manure, claps, you see.
Did you?
To bake for bread with.
Mm-hmm.
And it cooked.
It cooked satisfactorily,
yes.
So when you were first here in the war, you had a ration of coal, did you?
Yes.
Yes. And was that was delivered to you?
Yes,
it?
Yes.